about half of the remaining 30,000 absentee ballots in Onondaga County were reviewed and scanned Monday as the Board of Elections resumed counting after a two-week delay. The process was halted after about a dozen cases of COVID-19 among employees paused operations 4 days after it began. Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Czarny says now everyone is healthy and back to work.
Election professionals live to get the count done. We were like NASCAR drivers on a rain delay. You know, we were going at 100 miles per hour and then we had to stop abruptly and wait 2 weeks. So we're just ready to get back at it.
It's good to have everybody back. It's good to get it started again. And hopefully this will be done by the end of the week.
Republican Commissioner Michelle Sardo said that might be closer to midweek, given the larger than expected number of ballots processed on Monday. Sardo says they've taken additional safety measures, including fewer people in the counting rooms, plexiglass shields at each table, and face shields for election workers in addition to masks. Commissioner Czarny expects the process to move faster this time.
With a lot less people here, that means a lot less time at a table for a ballot, a lot less eyes they have to look at it. We really feel it's going to speed up the process really well.
There has not been as many objections this time around that there were a couple weeks ago when we first started the process.
In one of the races that hinge on the results of the ballot count, Democrat John Mannion Monday afternoon claimed victory over Angie Renna in the 50th Senate District. But thousands of ballots still have to be counted, and the board hasn't called the race. Also undetermined is the 127th Assembly District race between incumbent Al Sturby and Republican challenger Mark Vineski, as well as a county family court seat. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.